I rise. Into a new daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and hope of the slave.
That was College of Worcester's very own Kenneth Perry, Jr. Period, reciting Maya Angelou's Still I Rise.
In antebellum America, slave owners used many tactics to keep their laborers in bonds. One key tactic was the prevention of literacy. It allowed slave owners to maintain the claim that slavery was a benevolent institution in which slaves were happy and worked under humane conditions. As a result, we have few written accounts of the oppression slaves endured. The most well-known account of the life of a slave was written by Frederick Douglass. Accounts like Frederick Douglass's are only insight into a life of a slave in antebellum America, which is problematic. These accounts only give us the stories of individuals, which are often made into generalizations of what slavery was like as a whole. In the greater picture of the wrongdoings of slavery, historians often overlook major factors such as the inequality of the sexes that existed in the time period. Slave life was very different for female slaves, and we know much less of it. A female slave named Harriet Jacobs is one of our few sources on the subject. She wrote her story in her book, Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl.
Slavery is terrible for men, but it's far more terrible for women. Super added to the burden coming to all, they have wrongs and sufferings and mortifications peculiar to their own. Harriet Jacobs.
Harriet Jacobs's writings are more valuable to us than she could have possibly imagined. Her goal was the same as Frederick Douglass's, to debunk the arguments that slaveholders used to justify the institution. Today, we read Jacobs's account not as abolitionist propaganda of the horrors of slavery. We read them to gain insight of the horrors of each individual female slave's life.
But I now entered on my 15th year, a sad epoch in the life of a slave girl. My master began to whisper foul words in my ear. Young as I was, I could not remain ignorant of its import. I tried to treat them with indifference or contempt. The master's age, my extreme youth, and the fear that his conduct would be reported to my grandmother made him bear this treatment for many, many months.
Slave women were not only oppressed by the vile actions of their owners, they faced the consequences of those actions from their own society. They endured shame from their own people for suffering an experience they were forced into. Some did not even have the privileges to the painstaking labor that most people believe all slaves experienced. Slavery was very different than most think. It was not a single wrongdoing of those who facilitated it. It was over 4 million wrongdoings in very distinct yet equally terrible ways. The experience of female slaves was different as a whole, and it has been forgotten because we have so few sources. Harriet Jacobs' account does not just tell the story of the life of one female slave. It represents the untold stories and sufferings of them all.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may charge me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I rise.